Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Sideline Junkies Podcast Network. We are the Sideline Junkies, here to bring to you another day of football action. As we always call this, the Sunday Rise. It's NFL Divisional Sunday. As you see, I got the crew with me this morning in the top box. I think it's this. It's that one. I got the big guy KG, and then in this one, whatever. I got the boss man BJ, and then of course I am the Midnight Rider. What's going on, fellas? How are we doing this morning?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing, man? I'm good.
Oh, I am amazing. I am good because half of the prophecy has come true.
Okay.
That's how
we want to. I see I'm high. Y'all just low. I got to bring y'all up now.
No. You know, look. I don't do that because you already know how I am watching football games, and I can't watch it today, but my nerves are still going to be, so I can't get too high. I might, you know, might end up in the hospital.
And hello to over there in Instagram land, everybody that's been joining us over there. Hello to you. Try to get to everybody. Fellas, you want to jump off in this?
Man, now, Roddy, you want to take it away first?
Uh-oh. Muted?
There you go.
I was muted, but I was a little shaky here on how this started. What are we doing?
There it is. That's all I do it for. I do it to get the signature out of them. All right, y'all. Let's recap yesterday. We had some bomb burners. We had some history being made. First game, the Baltimore Ravens, number one seed in the AFC, took on the Houston Texans. Ravens win 34-10. The Ravens were 9.5-point favorites, over under 43.5. They went over and they covered. The Midnight Rider had the Texans to cover and the Ravens to win. He got the Ravens win, no Texans cover. I had the Ravens in the under. I got the Ravens, but not the under. CJ Stroud, 19 to 33, 175. Good job, young fella. Lamar Jackson, 16 of 22, 152, two touchdowns. Also had 11 carries and 100 yards and two touchdowns. Singletary had 9 carries and 22 yards. Nico Collins, 5 catches, 68 yards. Zay Flowers, 4 receptions, 41 yards. Now, I say give me a little rope on this one. Before I get to you, gentlemen, let me say this. For the first time in 53 years, the AFC Championship game will be played in Baltimore. 53 years ago, the very first AFC Championship game was played in Baltimore, where the Colts beat the Oakland Raiders. A lot of stories, a lot of legends in that game. They knocked LaMonica out. George Blanda came in. Bubba Smith, kill Bubba kill, got on him. We are witnessing a rebirth of history. Lamar Jackson, I think the first quarterback to throw touchdowns to 5 different receivers. And like, come on. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. I love this story. But what did you gentlemen think of the game? Let me stop babbling about my historic stuff because I'm just happy that half of the prophecy has come true. Start with the Midnight Ride and finish up with the boss BJ.
You keep talking about this prophecy. What is this prophecy you speak of, sir?
We did our season predictions. I found where I wrote down the predictions for everybody. My AFC championship game, my NFC championship game went to shit a long time ago. That was Minnesota and I think Minnesota and Philly. So that went to shit a long time ago. My AFC championship game, Buffalo versus Baltimore in Baltimore.
Okay. All right. So last night's game, I think the Ravens just came out and showed why they're the number one seed. The Texans couldn't get anything going. Stroud played well, but struggled throughout the course of the night. You saw some of the designs where they were able to get guys open. But it was just one of those days where I think Baltimore was just the superior team. And it showed well and showed out the whole time. And I was happy Lamar had the performance he had, because people were questioning whether or not he would be able to get this team to this point. And I would love to see the great running back take this team to the Super Bowl and be the first running back to play quarterback in NFL and get his team in the championship game. Go ahead, BJ.
You know, I was, I don't want to say disappointed, because what the Texans did this season, just great, great for the city, great for the organization after everything they went through with the Bill O'Brien, the DeAndre Hopkins, what's the boy, Deshaun Watson. So, you know, to see that get turned around with D'Amico Ryans, C.J. Stroud, you know, how he's played the last five games, just, you know, four or five games, just amazing. I thought the defensive-minded Ryans would have a better hold on Lamar Jackson, because I think what killed Houston was the feet of Lamar at times, and I thought they would have a better control on it. But I said something to myself in the Texans-Browns game. It was a couple plays of Browns were running, and I thought that the Texans a little light in the ass up front. And I don't know what their stats are up front and how heavy people are, but they play light in the ass up front, if that makes sense. It's something I said to myself in the Cleveland game. But one thing you have to do, it's almost you have to pick your poison against Baltimore. And the Midnight Riders, right, they hit the switch. They said, we're the number one seed. And this is what number one teams were supposed to do. This, you know what I'm saying? This is if this would have been 34-28, you know, it'd have been, you know, a surprise, or if the Texans came away with it. But, you know, that second half, the Ravens were like, hey, we're the number one seed. We're going to show you why. But you have to pick your poison. If you watch the Kansas City Buffalo regular season game earlier this year, Kansas City picked their poison and left a spy in. And they said, told Josh Allen, you're not going to beat us with your feet. You're going to have to throw the ball. And we're going to play a certain way to claw pass lanes and stuff. And you have to, when you're playing these dual threat quarterbacks, you have to pick poison. Either you're going to lock down the defenders and let him run, and you have the defensive line, the linebackers to cut the angles and chase him down, which a lot of teams don't. Or you have to play, hey, you're going to sit in that pocket, and you're going to have to prove to us you can carve us apart. So, and Lamar did a little bit of both yesterday. Congrats to the Ravens, first AFC championship game in Baltimore, as the big guy KG alluded to. Since when? Since when, big guy?
1971.
So congrats, you know, Baltimore deserves it, you know. We'll see next week who they're going to play.
I'm going to say this. Dealing with a dual threat quarterback such as a Lamar, a Josh Allen, hell, sometimes even Pat Mahomes, you really do. I agree with that. Pick your poison. I think that's the greatest statement. You got to pick your poison. It's not like dealing with a passer, you know, somebody like C.J. Stroud. Shut down the pass, let them run. You know, Bill Belichick type defense. Let them run, concede the pass. I mean, I'm sorry, stop the pass, concede the run. But Lamar has shut up a lot of haters this season. And when it comes time for MVP, if he doesn't win it, only person that he should lose MVP to is Christian McCaffrey. That's the only person he should lose MVP to. Other than that, it's Lamar. But it's Christian McCaffrey, then it's Lamar. So, and voters' eyes is going to be Lamar. But still, he shut up a lot of haters this season, and I love it. You know, we've been fans of Lamar long before he got to the league. And oh man, I'm happy for him. I really am. I'm happy for the city of Baltimore. I meant to do this at the beginning of the show, but I certainly forgot, because I know what happened and why Baltimore came out there and played the way they did.
Right now is all we got. You know what I'm talking about? The greatest opportunity in the world is found in today. You understand that? We don't even know what yesterday got for us. You know what I'm talking about? Because it's already gone. Tomorrow, too far away. What about right now? What about right now? Huh? Huh? Would you give it all up for me right now?
I got you.
Huh? Let's go then.
See? Once that play, you hit Ray, you go out there, you ready to run through a brick wall. So, Xavier chimed in. He said, you should make a show where it's you and your historical stuff. Would anybody subscribe to it? I said, I got a lot of stuff, but it's all about subscription.
It's always an audience.
Had to look into that. Next game on the docket was the late game, the Niners versus the Packers. This game right here, all I kept saying was, uh-oh. Niners 24, Packers 21. Niners were 9.5-point favorites. The over-under was 50.5.
Definitely get there.
Midnight Rider picked the Packers to cover, but the Niners to win. The Packers covered, Niners won. I picked the Niners in the over. We both picked the over. And what was that? It was only 45, so it was the under. Damn, we lost out on that. Jordan Love. It takes a fool to learn that love don't love nobody. It didn't. 21-34, 194, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. The last pick sealed the game. Brock Purdy, 23-39, 252, and a touchdown. Aaron Jones got off, man. 18 carries, 108. C-Mac, 17 carries, 98 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Dobbs, 4 catches, 83 yards. And Kittle had 4 catches, 81 yards, and a touchdown. Gentlemen, start with the Midnight Rider. What you think about this one? I have my thoughts on this one, but I'll let you guys go first.
If the Midnight Rider, I'm about to say, if you ain't ready, I can go. Okay. Look, then I think, and I was going to say something while you was talking about it. I think this is the disadvantage having that bye week has. You don't get any live bullets. The other team is in a stride, Not saying the Packers were in a stride, but they also played really good ball. Good. And shout out to Matt LaFleur, man. Like, his team came to play. And if it wasn't for that inexperience of Jordan Love trying to make a play, trying to force something, and kind of, you know, having that motto, live to fight another day, we might be talking about the Packers going down the field and trying to tie this game up. But it was a great game. I think that if the Niners were a little asleep a little bit on the couch chilling, I think that perked them up a little bit, because I think the consensus probably agrees is going to be Detroit going to Levi Stadium, and that's you go to sleep on Detroit and you're gonna stay asleep right in Levi Stadium. So, and I'm not trying to discredit the Bucks, but I just think that Detroit's the better team, but shout out to the Packers, man. I think these two divisional games yesterday, I don't want to say closes a door for a couple other teams, but these two teams have to be reckoned with from starting next season on. And it's only so many spots to make the playoffs. So, you know, if your team was on the cusp and they kind of missed it, you know, we always talk about that Super Bowl window. I think that some teams got put in the rearview mirror with these two teams coming on the scene. Midnight Rider.
No, I totally agree. I think we're seeing the dawning of a new day and a new era in this league. We're starting to see some of the new quarterbacks come up and show themselves worthy of being in this league and being in the conversation of top quarterbacks. You know, I want to see what the conversation going to be in the next couple of weeks as we start putting together our top 10 quarterbacks in the league. Like, where does Stroud fall? Where does Jordan Love fall? Where does some of the older guys fall? But in regards to this game shows me why I don't like the new schedule for the games, or I just don't like them being this late, because I definitely missed out on a good portion of this and had to watch the replay in the morning this morning. So good thing was the Packers showed up early. They made a good game, and the Niners just came back to win. It was some stat like in the fourth quarter, the Kyle Shanahan was 0-30 when trailing by more than 5 points. And it made me laugh a little bit, because sometimes these numbers are just weird. Like that's a weird stat, because you got a guy that had C.J. Beathard, Duck Hodges. You know, you've had Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, you haven't had that superstar quarterback, really. So does this really make sense of a stat? It's a good stat, but it's just one of those ones where it just seems a little fishy. And thankfully, they got rid of that last night. That's about all I got on this game. I thought it was a good game all the way through. I thought Purdy made plays when he had to. I thought Jordan Love made plays when he had to. I think the only problem for Jordan Love was he got impatient. He tried to rush it. Sometimes you got to take your time, young man. Because that's what Mama used to say. Don't rush to get old.
It's crazy, and I apologize because I didn't give Jordan Love his flowers. You did an amazing job this season. Great season, young man. First as a full-time starter, so you did an amazing job. So I will give him his flowers. Looking at this game, it just the wheels fell off at the end. First and 10, I think about 48, 49 seconds left. When he threw that pick, that should have been tossed out of bounds. You had nothing tossed out of bounds. Come back to fight another day. Don't push it. Don't force it. Let it happen naturally. You know, you throw that away. Come back, because all you need is a field goal. You didn't need a touchdown there. You needed a field goal. So I'm not sure. I can't remember how many timeouts they had, but that ball should have been thrown away. Okay. On the flip side, yes, he made a mistake, but as Tower of Power said, featuring Lenny Williams, you're still a young man, baby. You got time to rectify that. So next season, CJ Stroud, Jordan Love, I'm going to say it now, they're going to be two of your top quarterbacks. Because we've seen from C.J. Stroud in the rookie year and the proverbial rookie in Jordan Love as he's, you know, taking over the starting role. We've seen flashes of brilliance, and it was big flashes. These kids can do it. They're going to be two of your top quarterbacks come next season.
They're two of the top quarterbacks now. I think the question for everybody on this panel, do we see one of these quarterbacks in the championship game next year?
It depends on what the Packers do. I think the Packers are another running back, so you got to get rid of I don't think A.J. Dillon is the complement to Aaron Jones. I think you got to get somebody more similar or closer to Aaron Jones, so that way this offense, when Jones does get hurt, it doesn't suffer as much. I think another year with these receivers in the same offense is another beautiful thing. I think they just got to get better on the defensive side of the ball. People keep trying to tell me how good Preston Smith has been there since he's been there. I don't see it. I still see the same old Preston Smith, that he'll have one game where he gets four sacks and then get three a sack here and there, and he ends the season with eight sacks or nine sacks. He's not that impressive to me. I'm sorry. So I think they need some, and I think they missed Za'Darius Smith because he was on the other side last year. And I think he was a big help for them. And I think that's what they missed out on, is just having someone actually take the top or forces the offense to double team him. because you're not going to double team Preston Smith. It's just not going to happen.
We're not going to do this now. We'll take care of this later. See, this family business. We'll handle family business off air. We don't need to handle family business in front of company. But I just feel like you just keep taking shots at me, man.
What's like the shot?
You've been real mean to me the last week and a half, man. You've been plucking with me, man. Like, what'd I do to you, man? What'd I do to you, man?
I'm sorry. It's just Preston Smith is a guy. You probably got him in the Hall of Fame by now, right?
Wow. See, this, y'all, first and foremost, y'all hear this, right? If it's not Preston Smith, it's about Hall of Fame picks and who was good and Al Toon. And I made a statement about losing out on Antonio Pierce twice. And oh, here we go with the DC folk. And then it's the North Carolina, Michigan thing. And oh, I'm going to take a timeout here. Yeah, run. That's right. Run.
My bad. I had to take a quick time out.
Strictly speaking, you're kind of right there. I mean, but I'm just saying, I just asked the question. I mean, we know, actually, you know what? If you can put that VHS tape of that last time that Baltimore hosted the championship game, just hold it out for me. I'm gonna stop past and get it so I can watch that split on.
It's not on VHS. That would be real to real, probably. That would definitely be real to real.
Makes sense.
But no, I'm not even gonna get into it. I'm not even gonna tell the story. I'm gonna go ahead and move on. We got games today. First game up. Bucks versus Lions. Lions are 6.5-point favorites. They're the hosts. Over-under is 49.5. Baker Mayfield versus Jared Goff. What you fellas think about this one?
I mean, I think somebody in the group had the Lions in the championship game. And I felt this way in the beginning of the year. I just thought they had momentum. They had the right stuff with their draft, their last couple drafts, actually. So they're in the right spot. I mean, I think Baker has shown that if you give him somebody that can catch the football on a consistent basis, he's not going to kill you. And as long as you play good defense, I mean, he's a perfect game manager. And as long as people don't hide away from that title, I think he'll be okay. This is going to be a better ball game than we think. I think it's closer than we think. I think the Bucks cover because of that fast defense and their ability to be multiple. But I think the Lions win, and I know we're going to hit the over this time. Finally, we can get one with the over. Go ahead, B.
I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum here. I don't think the Bucks cover. I think the Baker Mayfield show ends today. I think you get a whole lot of Aiden Hutchinson in the backfield, disrupting whatever the Bucks got want to do. Or think they're going to do. And I think this, you know, becomes a 38-22 type of game where the Lions are just run. Because you got to remember, and I'll talk about it in the next game, you got to remember what the factor is with Detroit too, that home field and the Bucks not being able, remember they're inside, the Bucks not being able to hear on offense. They're not going to be able to hear today. So that's going to cause issues. And I just think that momentum that the Lions have winning that last playoff game versus the Rams, taking it into the divisional and that city and that stadium, knowing that they don't get a home, they don't get a NFC championship game there. So they have to show out and act out now. And I think they will today. And I think that's going to be a big factor in the Lions winning, just that crowd carrying that team to a victory. So give me the over and give me the Lions covering.
BJ said the over and Lions. I'm with the boss. You know, I'm sitting here. I finally found the pad with all the picks on it. And the Midnight Rider had Detroit and Philly. He's got half of it on the slate. I think the Boss BJ had the 49ers, and I can't remember, see who I wrote down, but he got half of that too. You know, it's shoot. This is shaping up to be really, really good. But I think the Lions get back to the NFC Championship game for the first time since 91. And I don't think it's going to be close. I'm taking the Lions in this one with the over. And what's the over under? I'm going to say 38-17 Lions. Xavier says, I'll take the Lions with the over. You got it. Next game. This is the one that I want to be in front of the TV for. The Bills fans have got up there and they've started cleaning out the stadium. They cleaned off the field very well. It was a Pittsburgh fan. It was a mom and her two boys. And they were at the game last week. And she did a Facebook post about the fans in Buffalo. And she said she's never seen a bunch of fans with so much passion and so caring to an opposing team's fans. She said they were Buffalo fans, that they were trying to get to their seat. They became human snowplows to move the snow out of their seats and made sure that her kids were warm and had everything that they needed, you know, to help her out at that game. And I like to say shout out to that fan base, Bills Mafia, always classy. I mean, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers fans, always classy. And you, when you get two classy fan bases together, you get magic like that. So big shout out to them. Looking at this game, the Bills are 2.5 point favorites. They're hosting. Over under is 45.5. Of course, Midnight Rider, you're first. Boss BJ, I'll go after Midnight Rider. You take it last since this is your team, sir.
Midnight Rider, you there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
So this game, I think this is going to be another classic. I mean, the Bills and the Chiefs don't have the ability to play a dud. And we're going to get that today. What's the time slot on this? Is that 6 o'clock?
Is it
6:30?
So I'll be in the highway. I'll miss the first quarter on TV because I'll be on the road taking Josh back home. And it's on CBS, all right? So I gotta figure out how to watch this. Yeah, I might just watch it on the computer then because I don't feel like ordering Paramount just so I can see the game. Because I don't have CBS in my little, what is it, Sling or whatever it is I have. So to the specifics of this game, looking at it, I think Pat Mahomes goes off again today. I think they found some with number four. And I think we get a shocker in Buffalo. And the Chiefs go to their fifth AFC Championship game, something like that. So the Chiefs win, and the Chiefs will cover because it's 2.5. They'll win by a field goal, and we'll definitely get the over. Go ahead, big guy.
I have to respectfully disagree because the way this is shaping up, I can already see it. They're talking about Kadarius Toney's out. They got a couple of other players that have been downgraded to being out, and they're without this guy and without that guy. So, and I'm talking about the Chiefs, and I can already see it. I can see Buffalo coming in and get rolling early, and this game goes to shit by third quarter where Buffalo is up so far, and it's just to the point where Andy Reid's like, I'm going to pull Pat. It's no point in trying anymore. I'm just going to pull Pat. And they're going to concede. But the excuse is going to be, well, we didn't have our guys. Travis Kelce's not 100%. we didn't have this guy, we didn't have that guy, we weren't full strength, so that really don't count. I don't want to hear none of that bullshit when the Bills win this. Because you know what that sounds like? That sounds like cowboy talk. That's what that sounds like. So if you feel you don't have your guys, don't play the game. Tell the league that, okay, we don't have our guys, so we don't want to play. But the Bills will win this. I'm taking the over. And I think the Bills score 45 by themselves. So I don't think it's going to be really, really close. I'm going to say 45-21. Bills win, walk into another AFC championship game, walk into Baltimore, and say, hey, it's the prophecy. BJ?
I don't think it's going to be quite that type of blowout, but the Bills have a lot on their plate right now. And I think that if you're walking in high mark with that chip on your shoulder of getting drugged in the AFC championship a couple seasons ago by this Chiefs team, losing the divisional round and the thriller that in the fashion that you did, just all the pain that the Kansas City Chiefs has put the Bills through and the fans through. This is what I was alluding to when I was talking about that Detroit game. The Chiefs aren't going to be able to hear anything. The Bills fans are going to be ready. They're going to be loud. And I think you get both teams' best shot. They cleared out the little bit of snow to hit Thursday, Friday. They cleared that out. The field's clear. Both teams play in the cold. That's not a factor. We saw Kansas City come out slinging last week in Arrowhead against Miami in the freezing cold. So both teams, no excuses. Both teams are going to play. Here's the dangerous part. Now you get the two-headed Buffalo monster where pass and run. You get James Cook and Josh Allen running. You're missing Gabe Davis today, but Khalil Shakir has been taking that number two spot and ran with it. And then you still got the two tight ends, Knox and Kincaid, the first-round pick, along with Stephon Diggs. And then whoever else shows up, it seems like it's an unsung hero for Buffalo. One week is Taylor Rapp, I think he's out. Deontay Hardy with the kick return against Miami. And I think you get that today. I think you get the Josh Allen magic today, that play that only Josh Allen can make and silences his haters for another week. And I think you get maybe a big game from Gregory Rousseau today to help Chet Pat Mahomes. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is Patrick Mahomes' first road playoff game. And I don't really expect it to be like this big thing that's going to affect him. He's still Patrick Mahomes. But I got the over. I got the Bills covering. I think we're looking at 35-31 type game, 31-24 type game, 28. I think it's going to be close. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if the wheels fall off, that home crowd. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a 35-21, the Chiefs just can't get nothing going, they can't hear. It wouldn't surprise me. But I'm expecting another instant classic to go to NFL Films, and I expect Buffalo to be in Baltimore next week after disposing of the Chiefs. This is one of those cleansing games for Buffalo. This is one of those demons you got to exercise, and I think for sure Bills Mafia is ready, and the Buffalo Bills are ready. I want to see what Sean McDermott cooks up today, because one of my complaints has been is that he can't win the big games, and this is a big game. The season ended in Buffalo last year, with Cincinnati dragging us through the ground after everything that happened last year. But, you got the right team at the right time. So give me my Bills to cover and over the 45.5.
I want to say something about what you just said, boss. You said McDermott can't win the big game, and this is a big game. John Madden always said, they talk about people can't win the big game, can't win a big game. Show me when there's a little one. Every game's a big game. And I'll say this, because this is what I feel. The vibe that I get from this Buffalo team reminds me of the woes that the Raiders went through in the 70s, the early 70s, where you're in a lot of classic games, you need a first down here, a call here, you know, complete a pass there. It's always just one thing that doesn't happen. But like the Raiders at that time, you had the Holy Roller game, goes to the post, see your hands. You had all these, you know, the Heidi game. You had all these great games. Some of them you won, but a lot of them you lost. And then it's like the perseverance of it. And what happened in 76? They played the high and mighty Steelers, who didn't have Franco, didn't have Rocky, didn't have their guys. They went out there with who they had, and they got their ass kicked. Kansas City already talking about, I'm saying fans talk about, oh, we don't have Kadarius, we don't have this person, we don't have this person. Now, if you go out here and get your ass kicked, I don't want to hear nothing about it. This is why I feel Buffalo is destined to go on to the next round. It's destiny. It has to happen. And this is taking my personal feelings out of it. It's just a feeling that I get overall about this Buffalo team. I feel so optimistic, and I feel like finally, because so many people want to be free from it, Buffalo wins, we exercise the Taylor Swift entity out of the NFL. Finally. That's another reason, but it needs to happen. So. Bold predictions, gentlemen. What's your bold predictions for the day?
Jahmyr Gibbs, 100 yards rushing, 100 yards receiving, 2 touchdowns.
I'm going with Gregory Rousseau, 2 sacks. I think he's going to be a couple hurries. I think he's going to make a difference in that game. It's going to be a difference maker today. I think he makes an impact. Give me Greg Rousseau.
I'm going to stick with the same game. I'm going to stick with the defense. Buffalo's defense causes 4 turnovers, scores with 2 of them. So get 14 points for the Buffalo defense. Safe bets.
Safe bet. I think the safe bet here is that Pat Mahomes throws for 275 and 2 touchdowns.
Safe bet. Give me Stephon Diggs over 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. I think that's my safe bet. I think that's you got to go to your dogs. And when it's prime time, it's time for the dogs to shine. It's time for the highest paid players to rise up. And Diggs 14 got to come through today. I mean, his picture been all over the internet looking at the Chiefs celebrate the AFC Championship a couple years ago. This is one of those players. It's time to exercise that demon.
I'm going to say Jared Goff has an efficient game and a win. 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. Jared Goff. And sorry I didn't get to it. All lines were brought to you today by our official, unofficial sponsor of FanDuel. Last but not least, what you eating today, fellas?
Before we go there, let's take time out to recognize that the Oakland / Las Vegas / California, whatever name they want to go by, Raiders, have done a solid and made Antonio Pierce their head coach, which also leads to some form of Marvin Lewis being back in the league as well. So that's something we got to congratulate them on for this time, paying attention and listening to their players and going with the coach that the players want.
What are you
eating? See, I did chili yesterday, so I got that left over with some rice, and there's a possibility I'm doing some chops. Probably going to just bake them and let them take their time.
Wife made pulled pork, so probably take a cup of homemade coleslaw, probably take a couple of those and to work with me, and then like I said, I'll be hawking on the phone every minute I get, so that'd be a rolling lunch for me.
Matt chimed in. He said, hope having a good show, guys. Driving from one rink to the next. Have a great Sunday. You too. Be safe out there, brother. Yes, they didn't mess it up yet. GM is still dicey. Should be Champ Kelly, but assistant GM from Indy still in too. I'm happy about what the Raiders did. And it's like they didn't even hesitate. They didn't bring anybody else in. They was like, nope, we just gonna sign him. And I'm like, that's a good move. That is a good move. So as far as what I'm eating today, we are having spaghetti with garlic bread, as well as with cheesy garlic bread, as well as bread sticks, cheese-filled bread sticks. So that's what we having today. If I could, I may even go out and get a salad, prep a salad, you know, nice big Safeway shopper salad with some bacon bits, some ham, some cheese, some eggs, cherry tomatoes, romaine lettuce, blue cheese dressing. Yeah, sounds good to me. So, we come to the end of the show. Time to wrap that shit up, B. Before I give it over to the guys with their final thoughts, let me tell you this. You need a tasty beverage for you sippers, you drinkers, you cigar smokers. You need something good to go with your tasty stick. www.buyfortmose.com. Use our discount code. You hit /discountmaniacs. You get $10 off of each one. Off your purchase, I'm sorry. Then with that $10 off, you buy over $130, you get free shipping. And it comes right to your door. So that's www.buyfortmose.com. Our discount code is maniacs. So that's /maniacs. Get you a good bourbon, a whiskey, a rye. Something good. You stick smokers. I'm telling you, we will have a review soon to show you how good it is. But I'm telling you, hit Fort Mose up. Get what you need so you can enjoy yourself a little bit better. Gentlemen?
Well, I guess, messed up because I forgot about to wrap this shit up. Not to be curious here. Anything else I got? I think I'm good for today. I think I don't have anything else to talk about.
Just real quick, man. We talked about it on, I believe, the last Sunday show, just about handing the keys over to the next reign of players. And somebody made a post the other day, you know, Durant's 35, Steph's 35, LeBron, you know, all these guys couldn't retire if they want to. And it's okay to pass the baton on, you know. Bill had to do it. Bill Russell had to do it. They had to let Kareem go. Magic and Bird, Jordan, Ewing, Pippen, Barkley. You had to let those guys. You had to let Kobe and Shaq go. Dwayne Wade, Paul Pierce, KG, Kobe. It's always the next set of hands ready. So enjoy them while they're here. Appreciate them. Everything ain't got to be a contest about who's better and stuff. Just enjoy the game and And that goes for all sports, all your favorite players, NHL, football, everything. Just enjoy them while they're here. But don't – it's always the next man up. And we'll find somebody else to talk about their greatness and what they do for the league and everything else. So that's all I got.
My final thoughts, if you're not doing anything about 12 o'clock, which is about a minute away, tune in to CBS. Maryland plays Michigan State. Maryland Terps men's basketball plays Michigan State. They're honoring the great Lefty Driesell. Finally, he's getting his flowers while he can smell them. And the Hall of Fame coach will be honored in College Park. They're wearing throwback uniforms. A lot of his former players are there. So that's going to be something, if you're from the area, Maryland fans, that's something that you might want to tune into. I'm a big Lefty fan. I'll always like hearing him on the radio talking to Coach Thompson. And they did a lot of shows together where it was just like, it wasn't even a radio show anymore. It was just a straight conversation and you just getting knowledge. So tune into that. That's something to watch before football starts. Other than that, hey, man, go on over and you can check it on any podcast streaming app, any streaming app. You can listen to us while you drive. You can watch us on YouTube, watch us on Facebook, even watch us on Instagram now. But you can catch the WrestleManiacs from last night. We put in some of our Royal Rumble picks. Championships on the line, baby. So Royal Rumble is this Saturday coming. So until then, the People's Choice Don Rodriguez is still a champ, but he's going down. I'll have the gold around my waist very, very soon. So thank you for joining us. Glad everybody could be here. Gentlemen, great show as always. For the Boss BJ, for the Midnight Rider, I'm the big guy, KG, baby. We really don't do no overtime. We are out of here.